They spend $80 million a year with minority and women-owned suppliers and provide extensive diversity training courses to address our partners' relevant business needs. Diversity content is also woven through our general training practices. Partners, by the way, is the Orwellian term they use for employees. In the new corporatism, we are all partners after all. Environmentalism in particular offers a number of eerie parallels to fascist practices, including as an overarching rationale for corporatist policies. According to generic fascism, an atmosphere of crisis must be maintained in order to circumvent conventional rules. Today, while Hollywood and the press relentlessly hype the threat of global warming, big business works assiduously to form alliances and partnerships with government as if the fight against global warming were the moral equivalent of war. Indeed, Al Gore, who makes much of such public-private partnerships, claims that global warming is equivalent to the Holocaust, and anybody who denies it is the moral equivalent of a Holocaust denier. Meanwhile, one oil company after another markets itself as a vital ally against global warming. British Petroleum runs creepily propagandistic ads in which it assures the viewer that it has enlisted in the environmental crusade and is moving beyond petroleum. When the late libertarian crusader Julian Simon visited an oil installation in Alaska, he got so sick of hearing managers boast about the environmental benefits of their work that he finally asked, "What do you produce here? Oil or environmental benefits?" GE, the birthplace of swopism, today spends millions of dollars promoting its Eco-Imagination program, through which it hopes to prove that GE is a progressive company. GE's CEO declared at the launch of his green initiative, "It's no longer a zero-sum game. Things that are good for the environment are also good for business." The audience, eating organic hors d'oeuvres and drinking wine from a solar-powered winery, listened enthusiastically as the head of the biggest industrial manufacturer in America explained, "Industry cannot solve the problems of the world alone. We need to work in concert with government." No surprise, then, that GE's launch party was held at its Washington office. Indeed, the agenda behind Eco-Imagination is to invest in clean and green technologies and then lobby government to subsidize them through tax cuts or outright grants. Corporations' power to switch on their workers to larger political agendas is a vastly underappreciated aspect of modern American civilization. Diversity is a perfect case in point. Big corporations have a vested interest in supporting diversity for a host of legitimate reasons. No firm wants to appear hostile to potential customers, for example. Nor is it smart to turn away qualified applicants out of racial animus. Moreover, the legal regime requires firms to be diverse whenever possible.